Iron Show with Dr. Bill Deagle. That's myself, MD. And our special guest today will be Basil Gold, health advocate and expert on basically all of the health approaches to restore your health to normal. And Basil is expert with his book, Not in the Evening News, his latest book. He's been on television, radio for years, investigated many of these underlying reasons why certain peoples in the world live very long and healthy lifestyles and why they don't have illness. And in fact, has in his book many of the, quote, cures or approaches towards restoring your health and getting control back of your life. So we have some amazing things to talk about tonight, so I'd like to get right into it with Basil Gold, and perhaps you can introduce yourself, Basil, and we'll get started talking about many of the essentials that you need to have, as you mentioned before the program, the 9 essential things you have to put into your body, just like an automobile if you want to drive it. And, of course, I do love the way you deal with it in a very simple fashion like that, because it's amazing that people assume they can drive their body without those 9 essential things. Welcome to the program.
Well, welcome to you, too. Thank you, Bill. And, folks, sit tight. You don't want to leave your radio right now.
Right. Don, if you can turn up the gain, I'd like to be able to hear just a little louder on my ear side, if it's possible.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. Stay with me.
Okay.
That makes 2 of us.
Yeah, Basil, so tell us, everyone, exactly your background.
You're both having trouble hearing each other?
Slightly.
Okay, bear with me.
Yeah, I can hear, but it's not very loud.
Try talking some more.
Well, there you go.
Can you hear each other?
I can hear a little better, not much.
Okay, bear with me. Bear with me.
A little bit of technicalities.
For some reason, that should be going in beautifully, and it's not. It's the same problem we had the other day with this line. Stay with me.
All right.
So, Basil, perhaps introduce yourself to everyone while we're getting these technical details sorted out.
Right. Well, folks, my name's Basil Gold, and I authored the book called Not on the Evening News. I specifically chose that title because this is nothing you're ever going to hear on the evening news. The powers to be will not have you know these revelations, how we can totally overcome any disease. And I'm talking about any disease. Regardless of how far the disease has gone, invariably we can turn it back, all the way back, to get you back into a perfect state of homeostasis.
Can you hear him?
Yes, sir. It hasn't changed in volume at all.
You can't hear him any better?
No.
Okay, stay with me.
Well, we'd be with you and...
Hold on.
So, Basil, continue, and I'll listen. I can hear you, but I just can't hear you really loud.
Right, I hear you too, and let's hope the folks can hear us a lot clearer. The dog sounds pretty good.
Can you hear him now?
I can't hear if someone has a little dog or puppy.
Nothing.
But can you hear the fellow?
Not louder, no. I can hear you well, though.
Yeah, you can hear me well, but... the other fella you can't hear well at all.
No.
I hear the dog well, though.
So, Basil, perhaps continue while we're trying to sort out this technical details. Let's continue so people will kind of get an idea of... Obviously, what you've done is you've had some medical training, and then you left that realm, and then went on to investigate and realized that a lot of the things that are done in medicine is to maintain the disease industry, which is what it really is. It's not really a healthcare industry. It's a disease intervention industry that's based on keeping everyone sick and not really advising them on the things that will prevent illness or reverse it, or could be combined with even conventional treatments that would reduce the side effects and toxicity of medicine.
Well, Bill, what we got to realize, and what people across America need to realize, that it's the biggest industry in America. Bigger than Ford and General Motors put together.
Yeah, in fact, I've been told it's larger than the next 5 industries on the planet, just medicine in America. It doesn't include medicine in Canada, Britain, Australia, Europe, or elsewhere. Just in America, it's in the trillions and trillions of dollars per year.
Some of the diseases here in America are unheard of in England, South Africa, where I come from. Totally unheard of. Alzheimer's. We never heard of Alzheimer's. But as long as people are going to induce the water in America, they are going to have Alzheimer's and ADD as youngsters and ADHD, heavy metals that are so omnipresent in our packaging, in our food substance, right down into your fruit and vegetables. Remember, all fruits and vegetables, folks, they get water. And as long as the water has got 2,100 known contaminants and toxins, you're going to get it in your food. And these heavy metals will certainly bring along ADD, ADHD, even autism. These diseases are not handed down in the genes. Get that into your head. Do not let the mass media tell you that it is handed down in the genes, because the World Health Organization proved beyond any doubt with a twin study that the one twin would suffer and the other wouldn't in their study. It's not handed down in the genes. It's the habits and the lifestyles that are handed down. If you had French fries and pancakes for breakfast, or your grandfather did, your father did, and bacon and eggs and all these breakfast cereals that are colored pink and blue and yellow and green, all these colors, reds and blues, these are all toxins to your body. And it's handed down because your parents had that for breakfast. That's what you're going to have for breakfast. And so when you have these inherent foods, you have inherent diseases. But the diseases are not handed down in the DNA at all. Get that out of your head. I will challenge any doctor or medical society in the world that tries to tell you the diseases are handed down in the genes. Your father was bald, or your grandfather and your father had diabetes, so you're going to have diabetes. Not true. Categorically not true, because you could see that with a study where the one was eating healthy foods, fruits and vegetables, no diseases, where the other one was eating all the cooked foods and all the packaged foods, there the diseases were omnipresent.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, is they're now in the process of the big drug companies. They're the ones that were behind the Human Genome Project to develop the program for all these polymorphisms or SNPs, so that they could say, well, we have a weakness here, so we're going to design a drug for this particular gene. And in fact, the big push for the Human Genome Project was all the big pharma. Their idea being, of course, that if they can find the weaknesses, they can target a drug for every genetic defect that people carry. And to be honest with you, those genetic defects that are very minor changes in the gene physiology would only come out if you don't eat a mineral deficient and a toxic diet. Those were not even present. So our ancestors that had good, healthy environments, all of the trace elements, an alkaline diet that was natural without genetic modification and everything, there was no problem whatsoever, and it didn't create illness.
Well, these deficiencies are created through the drug company and the big manufacturers. They know before they even make the food and put it out in the market exactly what the results would be. And they have, in the background, standing by, they have the drug already waiting for the epidemic that hits you.
Absolutely. In fact, problem, reaction, solution, and it's a dialectic that's used by all the globalists. And the big global drug companies are owned by the same people that own the banks and owned everything else.
And the newspapers and the mass media, the ABC,
right.
NBC,
and
CBS.
The same people that control the state medical boards, so the national board examining boards, etc. And they all basically are not trained in educating doctors. They want to make sure doctors regurgitate. And if you're a good regurgitator, then you're going to survive in the system.
They don't want them to know this. And in fact, the mass media, including PBS, now, PBS is supposed to be supported and sponsored by the public. So the public, therefore, should have a say in the programming. But when presented with network quality television shows such as mine that are on the air, they're all network quality, they refuse to air it because I go against the drug cartels. So who do you think is influencing and owning them?
Well,
it's
absolutely,
the drug cartels.
Absolutely. On air, I'll just have this, relate this story. 3 years ago, I had a drug rep in Denver come to my office and tell me, Dr. Deagle, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors. And I said, how would you know that? She threw a report down. She said, my boss was thinking of going to the state medical board because you're not prescribing these HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, or like Zocor or Lipitor. and you're not prescribing our competitor. I said, how would you get this data? She said, the pharmacy sell it to us. I said, my private data is sold to you, and then you come back and threaten me. She said, yes, we put lots of samples, free samples in your cabinets, and we give you samples for your people that don't have enough money to buy these drugs, which are quite expensive. I said, well, the fact is I have alternatives that are natural, so I've grown out of the need for these drugs, and I realize that cholesterol isn't the big bad devil that people try to make it out to be. It's oxidized cholesterol. It's other factors that are important, like elevated homocysteine, and many other factors like lack of trace minerals, magnesium, many, many other things that have far more importance than the so-called cholesterol. Cholesterol is not important. In fact, the original study in 1906 in Moscow had contaminated cholesterol, which they gave to rabbits, and it caused heart disease. Dr. Chernoff's research. Dr. Virchow in 1876 published his first study showing with Van Leeuwenhoek's microscope that you could see vascular disease under the microscope, showing it was inflammation. And the inflammatory process, of course, is due to trace mineral deficiencies, toxins in the diet like heavy metals, like mercurials, which is one of the older medicines the doctors gave 150 years ago. And what they do is, of course, they cause inflammation, and the inflammation is what causes the damaged cholesterol. We have Eskimos with cholesterol, so 26 and 2800. They don't get heart disease because they have omega fatty acids and adequate antioxidants. And, of course, because of their diet, they eat adequate amounts of trace minerals.
Well, they eat a lot of fish.
Right. And that's the thing, is the soles, which are made from all the ionic minerals in the ocean, are not just salt. Salt, which is sodium chloride, is not sea salt, which is at least 77 minerals. And as a result, all these trace elements are very important for different enzymes, and we know that they are, but they don't consider them, whether it's manganese, selenium, rubidium, cesium, strontium, you know, all these other specific things that have very, very important body actions. And, of course, we know the populations that live the oldest on Earth are the populations that drink the glacial milk, which comes from the glacier face at fairly high altitudes. And it's because of these trace elements. And that's just one example of many as to why when we modify our foods and process our foods and separate the good nutrients, like we talked earlier about the things in the rice bran and the outside capsule of the rice, how important that is with all the manganese and thiamine and everything else.
Let's go back to your minerals, your
yes,
salt.
Yes, exactly.
Your sodium chloride, by law, is stripped of 45 trace minerals. The FDA stripped these minerals from salt years ago, claiming that they were bad for you. Oh, boy, what a lie.
Isn't
what
that amazing? So it's present naturally in the salt, let's say in the salt mine, but then what they do is they strip the minerals and then form sodium chloride and call it salt.
That's right. Now, if people understand that that is one of the major causes of diseases, stay away from table salt. What did Hippocrates say? Hippocrates said that the healing of the body is caused through the sun and salt. And doctors signed the Hippocratic Oath to advocate sun and salt. But what do they tell you? God was not intelligent. God was stupid is what they are saying. How dare they? He created a sun that would give us cancer. In the olden days, they would take your bed in the hospital, and during the daytime, they would wheel the bed out to the balconies and outside, so that people could get sun, because without sun, you could never heal because you will not absorb vitamin D, which the sun gives. And if you don't get vitamin D, you can never absorb calcium. And bingo, without calcium, you can never overcome a disease. So sun, as you and I discussed earlier, and salt was one of the first monies on Earth.
Right,
but
in
that
fact,
was sea salt. That
exactly. In the ancient world, it was, in fact, the most valuable currency in the Middle East and in Asia.
Right, there was salt, sea salt.
Yeah.
Now, if people understand the role of salt, let me explain the role of salt here, Dr. Beagle. Salt is the governor of water outside of a blood cell. Histamine controls and regulates the amount of water that goes inside the blood cell. So when you don't have enough salt to regulate the outside of the blood cell, bingo, what kicks in? Histamine.
Right.
Now you go to your doctor with your allergies, he gives you an antihistamine. to block the histamine? Why not just stop the histamine from being created in the first place by having an adequate amount of salt in your body? Understanding that histamine releases a little army, if you want to call it as such, and they call prostaglandins. And these prostaglandins go into the lungs and inhibit the bronchioles of the lungs, causing, and you can't breathe. That is all due to a shortage of water and salt. Furthermore, these prostaglandins go in the left-hand side of the heart, and that causes a constriction of the heart muscles. What does your doctor call it? Angina. It's not angina. It's a shortage of water and salt. And in all the people that come to me, I increase their water and salt, as the John Hopkins University rightfully advocated. Sea salt is your start to overcoming diseases. And I have seen incredible relief from allergies and asthma by increasing sea salt, iodized sea salt. In other words, natural sea salt as it comes from the ocean, not dried in a kiln, but sun-dried sea salt.
Right.
And that will change many people's lives.
Right, and it's just real simple. It's a lock and key for all the enzymes. These trace elements are the key, and without the trace element, the enzymatic process can't occur.
Right, so let's go back to the nine things that you were talking about. What does the human body need on a daily basis? To make it really simple for our listeners, what do you need? There's so much hype on the market. Take this and take that. And, well, I'm going to make it real easy for you, folks. Here it is. Your motor car runs on nine liquids, and you would never attempt a trip to Los Angeles or to New York without making sure that those nine things are in the car. What are they? Engine oil, transmission oil, differential oil, power steering, brake fluid oil, gasoline, water, air. Nine things that go into the car. I think I left one out there. Battery fluid. That's nine liquids. Without those, you remove any one of those and that car is not going to get to L.A. Now, your body's exactly the same. It takes nine things on a daily basis. So if you understand that, you don't have to listen to all the adverts on radio and television about this supplement and that supplement and all these new things. You need nine things on a daily basis. Remember, if you leave the gasoline out of your car for one day, you ain't going to get there.
Right.
If you leave the water out for one day or the engine oil, you ain't going to make it. Now, why do you think you can leave these things out of your body on a daily basis? Americans are leaving out so much, minerals being the most important that Dr. Beagle has so rightfully put his finger on. What are the nine things the body wants? Write this down, folks. You start your day off and all life begins with chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, carbohydrates, proteins, essential fatty acids, amino acids, water, and air. That's nine things. And if you give your body those nine things on a daily basis, you will live to be over 100 years old. I'm in my middle 60s. I've got a baby of 9 months old and a son of 3 months old, about 3 years old, a daughter of 35 and a son of 33. And I will continue going on making babies and playing in a semi-professional soccer team with 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds and still being the fastest on the field. Why? Because it's not only what I put into my mouth, it's what I do not put into my mouth. And my book certainly tells you every substance that you need on a daily basis, how to get it, and all the substances to avoid. So if you avoid all the bad and you replace with all the good, I don't care if you've got cancer or leukemia, chronic headaches, fatigue, obesity, you will automatically lose weight just by putting these nine things in the proper constituents, getting it from the proper source. And hopefully over the weeks, Dr. Beagle, we will address how folks can find these substances that are simplistic, a teaspoon of green living food in the morning is equal to 10 to 15 fruits and vegetables a day, which we don't have time to eat every day. So one teaspoon of green living food, it's in powder form, throw that into a glass of water, gobble that down, well, actually chew it down. Always chew everything down, including juicing. If you are a person who loves juicing, do not just drink your juice, because you will not release the most important enzymes that come from the saliva, and you will not, therefore, be able to digest those fruits that you have drank down and spent all your money on. You've got to use the chewing motion. That releases the enzymes. So when people put this simple thing like a teaspoon of green living food every day in their food, a teaspoon of rice solubles, which is in powder form, a little bit of flaxseed or wheat germ in the cereal, a little bit of bee pollen, which is one of the highest phytonutrients on the face of the earth, and they don't put milk with that, they put almond milk or rice milk. And, you know, that you can make at home very simplistically. My wife takes a handful of almonds, throws it into the blender, throws in a lot of water, switches the blender on, and within 10 seconds, bingo, we've got almond milk. You want to sweeten it, put a little agave in it, or a little stevia, or a little bit of honey. Now you have a nice sweet milk, and your kids will love it, and it is alkaline, and it has got all the nutrients that you want, as opposed to cow's milk, which has got 750 million pus cells. Yes, folks, pus, P-U-S, pus cells, 750 million pus cells in one pint of American cow milk. Stay away from cow's milk. We're the only stupid species on earth that drinks from another species. You won't see a lion drinking from an elephant or a cat drinking from a dog. No, but we drink from the cow. You drink mother's milk, and that's the only milk that's good for you other than rice milk or almond milk. And I don't include soy milk in that because of the genetically engineered and the GMO soy on the market. And it also inhibits the growth in children. So I can't recommend soy milk unless I made it myself.
Yeah, that's remarkable. And you've made so many discoveries of these things. Some of them are fairly ancient, too. Some of this knowledge goes back thousands of years.
Absolutely.
Can you give us more examples of that, Basil?
Well, look at the Ayurvedics. They created the green living food, the kamut. It's a plant. The Americans have the barley green, the barley grass, or the alfalfa, or the wheat grass. You can grow this at home, but it only takes 7 days to get a complete crop in your kitchen. Just throw some seeds in the soil, add the water, and 7 days, you've got a nice big crop of alfalfa grass. And then you just blend it and drink it. Well, that takes a lot of work, we all know, a reasonable amount of milk work. That's why I say just get yourself a jar of green living food. It's available in all the health food stores. Green living food powder, throw it in the glass, and bingo, you've got all the phytonutrients necessary there.
And of course, the center of chlorophyll is interesting in terms of chemistry. The chlorophyll molecule actually looks exactly like the heme of hemoglobin, but the center molecule is magnesium. And of course, one of the most important, if I was going to pick up one single mineral, somebody said, look, the only mineral you can give this person to stop them from dying, I'd say it would be magnesium, because it's incredibly deficient in our food, our soil, and people develop heart disease, PMS, all kinds of other problems caused by polymineral deficiencies, both the macro minerals and the trace minerals. But one of the most significant and serious is magnesium, which, of course, you get this organic form of magnesium that's right in the chlorophyll molecule.
Well, now, if people were to get, say, for instance, the microcomplex mineral, and that, folks, you are spending billions of dollars on vitamins and minerals. Now, when I said you need 9 things, and 2 of those were vitamins and minerals, I certainly did not mean you should go out and buy vitamin tablets. They will go in your mouth and out the rear, and they will end up in the sanitation department. You know, Dr. Beagle, there was headline news in California, sanitation department clogged with vitamins. I went down with the...
Yeah, they call them latrine bullets. That's why I tell people only take vitamins that are more like natural forms that are going to actually dissolve and absorb and not become literally a bullet and end up in the bottom of the latrine or in the sanitation department as it comes through the sewage system.
And if it's in tablet form, that's what will happen. There is not a single tablet form nutritional product in the world that is any good for you. To create a tablet, you have to use a binder, you have to heat it, which totally destroys the enzymes right there. You need excipients, and then, of course, they cover it with shellac, which you use on your motor car or on the glossy cover of your book. That is shellac. These substances are not dissolved, and they collect in the kidneys for one, and you get kidney stones and all kinds of problems. So stay away from anything that's in tablet form. In fact, being a medical doctor yourself, prescription drugs, they're on pill form. I bet you know that, as I know that only 1/10 of a prescription is actually absorbed.
Oh, yeah, that's quite true.
You pay for 10/10. Your doctor knows that he's giving you, prescribing 100 milligrams. He knows you're only going to absorb 10 milligrams.
Yeah. If you absorb more, you probably
that's how much of a pill you can absorb.
Yeah.
But you pay for 10/10. So get off the prescription drugs. There is not a single prescription drug that has ever turned around any disease.
No, in fact, all it does is block. It never heals. It's just a process of blocking the... It's literally trying to poison some part of your system so you don't die of that particular symptom complex.
They suppress the symptom, but they never cure the cause. Hippocrates said, if you find the cause, you have the cure. And that is what my book is about. I show all the causes of diseases and then show you how you can cure them. You can cure them. I can't. My book doesn't claim to cure you. My book will tell you what you need to do. And within days of following the proper protocols set down in my book, I have had thousands and thousands of people who have written me, emailed me, called me over the years when they watch the TV show and tell me that they are amazed how they have gotten off their pills. They've never been back to the doctor. In fact, the number one cause of death in America, and this is a fact, the number one cause of death in America is going to see the doctor.
Yeah, I know. It's quite true.
I never made that statement.
Absolutely. And I can tell you from being on the other side, they indoctrinate doctors. I've always kind of bucked the trend, which is why I've always sought alternatives and natural approaches. And as you get more and more successful, you become literally a pariah to your colleagues. They don't want you to do things natural or different. They want you to use the toxic approach. And in fact, it's so dangerous that if you're a geriatrician or a doctor that deals with seniors, a doctor has to know how to subtract drugs, or their patients immediately become so mentally obtunded by the combination of drugs they become demented or incapable of functioning. So you have to start subtracting, but it's not at all unusual to see somebody on as many as 17 drugs or 10 drugs or 9 drugs. It's insane.
I hear it every day. Yeah. Every day I hear that, Dr. Beagle. And dentistry is exactly the same. I mean, we know, and if you don't know that fluoride is a poison, then please just go to your computer and look up fluoride.
Right, and it's not regular fluoride. Even fluoride is toxic enough, but they added literally hundreds of different chemical forms of the fluoride salts in aluminum fluoride, stannous fluoride, byproducts of aluminum smelting, and I heard it was also developing chemicals. That these fluoride molecules are in so toxic to the brain and nervous system and the bone marrow, they're major causes of leukemia, cancer, organic brain damage, damage to the pineal gland. Studies in China, in fact, found out that if they gave areas of fluoridated water, there weren't any of the really high geniuses in China. In the areas where they had no fluoridation, and they had clean drinking water without fluoride, they had many more geniuses. So it affects the very high level creativity and IQ if you destroy those areas of the brain.
Yeah, because it inhibits the left-hand side of the brain. There's a part in the brain that fluoride literally kills down, shuts down. It's your motivation. They don't want you to have willpower and motivation. It nulls those senses. So fluoride, we won't even go into it. There's so much discussion. Of course, some of the companies will say our fluoride is good. There is no good fluoride your toothpaste. Stay away from any toothpaste with fluoride, methyl parabens, sodium lauryl sulfates, and get onto natural toothpaste that you can find in abundance at the health food stores.
Yeah, all kinds of them that'll whiten your teeth, keep the bacterial count down, stop periodontitis, all those things absolutely safely without any of those toxins. And you'd wonder, why would the health industry do this? Why would the food industry do this? Why would they put aspartame in food or MSG or sucralose or Splenda?
All these poisonous sweeteners that are reported to the FDA is aspartame. And people are still using the sweet and lows and the Nutri-Sweets and all these funny things. Don't use them, folks. They will enhance your diabetes. They will never help you overcome your diabetes.
No, in fact, what they do is they've proven they increase sugar intake, they increase insulin resistance when you take things like aspartame. It's crazy, and there's published studies that prove this.
Oh, there are. Oh, and I have got 11,000 pages on that very subject. I actually presented it to the governor of Nevada when they wanted to introduce fluoride there, and they wanted me to prove beyond any doubt, and I said, I've got 11,000 pages of it, but I'll send you 10 very relevant pages where you can look at World Health Organization. The Canadian government did a study on it. So many, and they've shown beyond any doubt the poison. Now, if a dentist were to tell you that fluoride is no good for you, his license will be revoked.
He is not allowed
to tell you that.
You're talking about dental licenses, right?
Yes. If your dentist tells you to stay away from fluoride, they can not only jail him, they will revoke his license, and other dentists have been threatened with more severe than just removing their licenses. Because we have 11 billion metric tons of fluoride from the aluminum trade, and to get rid of it through the hazardous waste management department would cost our government billions of dollars. So why don't we just put it in your food, put it in your toothpaste, and at the same time we'll create disease, which will then help us create our $927 billion industry and rising.
Well, yes, it's probably quite a bit more than that. Actually, I've heard numbers in the trillions if you actually take all the different branches of what's going on with medicine.
Well, $725 billion just on prescription drugs.
Oh, yeah, well, that's just on the drugs. The drug companies also contain and run a lot of the contributions to senators and congressmen, so they have them in their back pocket. The medical schools, I'm an assistant professor at the University of Colorado, and I can tell you it's really very scary. And the latest development in medicine in the States is that they now are telling the doctors that they're going to report them to the state medical boards if they don't act as policemen over their patients, if the patients won't follow protocols. Let's say someone refuses a mercury-laced, ethyl mercury salicylate-laced vaccine, or they won't take a drug alternative rather than the natural, they have to report to the insurance carrier profiles the doctor and the patient and can de-insure the patient. And this is what's going on. And people need to really rise up because the drug companies have done everything. They want to get rid of the nutraceuticals through the World Trade Organization and Codex.
They want to close down the health food stores.
Right.
The Codex Commission has already made it impossible in Germany for certain things that are natural, like MSM. Oh, now you need a prescription for it. Vitamins. And they're trying to do that in America. So you would have to go to your doctor. That way they can keep their money coming in to get vitamins or minerals or nutrients. They want to close down the health food industry. But fortunately, the health food industry has become powerful enough to fight back.
Well, it's ridiculous
like
to ask
yourself.
Doctors. My doctor colleagues know so little about nutrition. It's like going to a mechanic to deliver a baby. You know,
well, how many hours How many hours, Dr. Beagle, does an MD get on nutrition in his 6 years? I believe it was 12 hours.
Probably varies between about 20 and 40 hours total.
Well, it used to be 12.
And yeah, I know, and it's not very much. And I've done many decades of research and study on my own. And what I realized is, because I'm a grandfather in this kind of movement of integrative molecular wellness, is it should be considered an essential complement to conventional therapies and not an alternative. It's not alternative medicine.
That was the original.
And the problem is prima non natura, do no harm, and I don't see that. What I see, in fact, is the very opposite. It make the maximum profit, cover your colleagues' butts no matter what they're doing, even if it's not based on science, continue the modus of keeping people in an unwell state, and that to me is very unethical.
And even their science, when they say it is scientifically proven that their drug, whatever drug it is they're talking about, you know what? A few months later or a year or two later, they find out that that science was wrong and they take it off the market. That just shows you, folks, their science means nothing. But thousands of years goes into the science of pure natural fruits and vegetables and clean water. Thousands of years have shown one how to stay safe and healthy. Going back to something you mentioned, Dr. Beagle, that was vaccinations, immunizations. I have two little children. You can bet your bottom dollar they will never see a vaccination or an immunization. And the day will come where they would want to jail us for not allowing our kids to have these. But
well, you know, that's actually part of the Patriot Act and also the Executive Order 2005, April 1st by the President. They want to do that. In fact,
I will leave the country before I allow them to do that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people need to realize that what's going on is just pure evil. It has no basis in any concern for you or anything. And the medical profession, my medical colleagues, need to get a life and actually start getting a backbone to stand up against this and say, I want to do what's optimal for the health of my patients, my people. Not what's optimal for the government or
well,
the agenda.
Well, he's not going to get a Mercedes-Benz that way. He's not going to have his son sponsored into university that way, is he? No,
yeah.
That's why he'll rather grab the money. I always say to people, do you think your doctor loves you just because 22 years ago he delivered you and he has been your family doctor for the last 10, 15, 20 years? He loves you, yet he puts you on Ritalin? When he knows the side effects of Ritalin and he puts your mother onto Premarin or Depo-Provera, knowing that the first thing in the PDR says, known to be a carcinogen causing cancer, and he prescribes it, does he love you? I don't think so.
No. And you see, the thing is that I've challenged people. I get, even now, I remember talking to my own dentist who... teaches at the university, and he said, well, you know, I don't think mercury is that toxic. I said, you're talking to the wrong... I did the original research 26 years ago to 23 years ago. I said, look, it involves the GTP receptor of the neural growth proteins that actually connect the dendrites. I said, I can tell you the subcellular molecular organelles and the molecular subunits of exactly how it's toxic. It's not open to discussion anymore. If they want to argue, they're wasting their time because it's not open to discussion or argument. It's just a fact. It's a scientific fact now. Now we have to deal with the fact that politically they don't want to face the music. And they've delicensed their colleagues over the last 25 years. They've persecuted doctors that try to detoxify people from heavy metals and chelation. They've gone after people that said that if there's mercury in the groundwater or heavy metals or toxic chemicals or pesticides or nitrates, that says, oh, well, that water is perfectly acceptable. It's not. It's going to induce cancer or dementia, all kinds of illnesses, and they say it's perfectly fine, and it's not.
Well, number one, water is accountable, and I never made this statement. The Natural Resources Defense Council made this statement. I just happened to take a one-year sabbatical up in the mountains, and I tested waters in just about every state in this country. Water is accountable for two-thirds of all our diseases.
I can believe it absolutely, and I can tell you that if you look at there's at least just as by the American the American Water Board says and the National and the American Cancer Association that there's at least I think it's 87 very high concentration cancer inducing chemicals in most of the water in America, And there's actually thousands. If you go to our American Academy of Environmental Medicine that I belong to, there are actually at least 10,000.
And chronic tumor promoters.
Oh, yeah. They promote tumors. They make the DNA change. They make the cells multiply. They prevent cells from going through programmed cell death when they become abnormal.
Over 80 mutagens.
Yeah. And then they try to tell you it's perfectly fine. It's not. It's not. Just like if you take three mercury vaccines after age 60, study read out of France shows you get a 300% increase of organic dementia. But no, these vaccines are no use. They have no positive benefit whatsoever. They're not even genetically the right strain of the virus, so they quote, put adjuvants in there, which are these mercury-laced, ethylmercury salicylate, squalene and other toxic molecules, formaldehyde, supposedly amplified
through
the vaccine.
That's
and we know this. I mean, that's science. It's not my opinion. It's just science.
One thing about science
is that it's not dependent on opinion. When you have science, my word based on science, like the mercury on the GTP receptor of the neural subunit after 25 years of research by multiple scientists around the world, it's incontrovertible now. It doesn't matter if a million people vote against it or the big drug companies try to legally. It doesn't change the science. The molecule is still toxic. The same way if you don't drink clean water, if you don't put the right nutrients in your body, the trace elements, if you don't put organic matrix type absorbable food, because food has an infrared molecular signal, and that signal has to be transmitted through live water, water that conducts, water that has energy and electricity, water that actually doesn't have heavy metals, but has the micronutrients like magnesium, calcium, other these trace elements that should be there. It's not. And it's because it's not, the water can't conduct either electricity or what we call biophotonic energy. And these signatures in the molecule tell the cell to reach up, grab the microparticles, and bring it into the cell by pinocytosis, which is to kind of surround it and pull it in, or to actively transport. And they can't do it. So it's not surprising that the studies in Switzerland last year showed that in all cases with cancer, every organ where someone has cancer, you can actually put it a section and burn the organ right down to the heavy metals and the radioisotopes. They're loaded with heavy metals and radioisotopes in the organ that develops cancer.
Let me address two things that you mentioned. One is on children. We are killing our children in America, and I have a chapter in my book. It's called Killing Our Children. It is been featured in newspapers. It's about 14 pages, and it shows women from before conception how to cleanse their body, through conception, through the prenatal period, to a natural childbirth at home where there is no doctors to tell you your baby has an uneven heartbeat, and we're going to put inject with vitamin K, and we're going to put eye drops into them, and we're going to take the baby away from you as soon as it's born, the most important time for the baby to be with you. It addresses all that and shows women how they can have a perfect baby just like mine. They've never seen a doctor other than myself. They've never been sick. They never get a pimple or a rash. They are the healthiest. When we go into the different churches, we go to different churches all the time so that I can try and teach what God has asked me to teach to Christians. Everybody says, your children are so healthy. It's the first thing that comes out of their mouth. They look so healthy and vibrant and intelligent. My child knew his ABCs by the time he was 8 months old. He was totally diaper-free from 2 months old. He was potty trained. He speaks four languages now. He knows four languages in counting, 1 to 10. And this is all because he gets this high phytonutrient food. So there is a chapter called Killing Our Children that will tell you how to have a perfect baby, what to avoid. All the foods, these baby foods in the market. Look at the ingredients. And then if you don't believe me, go on the computer and have a look what these ingredients are. You would never feed it to your baby. That's the one thing I want to address. The other thing is water. There are two chapters in my book will tell you how simple it is to get the right water. It's not necessary buying bottled water. Most of them, as the head of the Environmental Protection Agency said years ago to me, said that bottled water is a subject she doesn't even want to discuss because most of the bottled waters in this country are junk. you can actually bottle tap water. As long as you seal the lid, you can sell it. That's because they say tap water is safe. It is not safe. So
isn't
my book will show you how to get pure water. Once you have pure water, you don't necessarily have good water. You have clean water, but you have dead water. You have to put back the minerals in water, because if the water has no minerals, it has no conductivity. Without conductivity, it cannot have an osmotic flow over the cellular structure, creating your neurotransmissions, and a pinch of sea salt will do that, or microcomplex minerals, or the proper coral calcium. Not the ones that have got all the hype out there, but the proper one will put back the minerals. Now you've got life's force. And then if you want to structure the water, it'll teach you how to structure the water as well. And I have seen blood turned around, Dr. Beagle. You look on my website, basilgoldtv.com, you can actually watch this video free of charge. It's a free download. And you will see me taking blood from somebody that is in a cancerous or out of homeostasis. Their blood is in an awful condition, and it's on the screen. You can see it. We introduce one glass of water, of the proper water, the kind I'm talking about and the kind I've written about in the book. One glass, and then we take his blood again, and his blood comes out in perfect homeostasis. Literally, that paradigm shift has actually cured him of whatever he had in that one paradigm shift for that moment. So understanding water is your first line of defense in America. That is your first line. And it's well addressed in my book.
Well, exactly. And, of course, one of the other things people don't realize is that you need to have live food. That's why juicing is very important. That's why enzymes are important as a processed food, as a separate food. And people don't realize even the digestive enzymes, by the time you're, say, 40, you have about a quarter, 40 to 45. On the average American has one quarter the amount of even digestive enzymes that the person has when they're in their 20 to 25. So as a result, they can't possibly digest their foods correctly.
And they say that's aging, Dr. Beagle. They say that's aging.
Yeah, I know. It's not true. It's not true.
You know what it is? It's years and years and years of a deficient diet. Now you're 40, 50, 60 years old, and they say, well, as you get older, so you have less water in your body, so you have less enzymes. It's not doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It's just because you've had 20, 30 years of starvation. That is why you now have less. But you can turn that around. If you follow this book, if you follow all the protocols written in there, you can turn that, not only stop the clock, the aging clock, you can turn it backwards the way I have done at 65.
Exactly, yeah. And when you mean by starvation, what you're saying is micronutrient starvation. We have relatively high calories. At the same time, we have a serious imbalance with these essential fats, amino acids, trace nutrients, and, of course, genetically modified food. What it does is introduces to our bodies amino acids that never existed in the living things before, byproducts of metabolism that never existed before. And the body has no way of dealing with these. It doesn't understand, so it disturbs development. It disturbs cellular metabolism. It disturbs the brain. And so all of these things taken together are what I call a molecular holocaust.
Uh-huh.
We have the heavy metals. We have the deficiencies. We have dead water that won't conduct. Even in ancient Rome and all the cultures in South America, they had aqueducts to treat the water almost sacredly. It was considered living water.
Living water. How do people plan on losing weight? There is no weight loss program ever spoken about on the Oprah Winfrey Show or on any weight loss program you've ever heard about that will take weight off synergistically, symbiotically, and permanently. Water is the very first key of carrying the toxins out of the body. And metabolism, if you don't have proper peristalsis, you can have as much calories a day if you want, provided you have proper peristalsis. If you're getting the chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, carbohydrates, proteins, essential fatty acids, water, and air, the proper amount, you can have as much calories as you want. You will burn them up, and you will also utilize them when you are in the REM period of sleep. That is when the thyroid works at its best. when you are in the REM period of sleep. But most people never attain that REM period of sleep. One, because of electromagnetic fields in their home, amongst other things, eating too late and then going to sleep with all this food in your body, so they can never lose weight. You will lose weight every month if you just follow the right protocols, and you can still actually do some of the things that you should not do, like eat a chocolate, eat a candy. Incidentally, there are chocolates and candies and cookies that you can make yourself. You don't use oils. You use apple juice. You don't use sugar. You use honey or agave. You don't use flour, glutinous flour, to make your cookie. You
right.
use rice flour or millet. There's other things you can use. And you can come out with a perfect brownie and cookie and candies that your children will love, and they're actually nutritional as opposed to be poisonous to your body.
Isn't that amazing? And what they've done now, of course, is they've done this to a lot of the processed food to the point where they've taken something that's relatively unsafe and made it extremely dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you see something in a package, don't eat it.
Yeah, if it's packaged, it has to have a preservative. Otherwise, it has no shelf life.
Right.
It has a preservative. Now, hear this, folks. Preservatives, pesticides, herbicides, these things are in your food chain. And as little as a billionth of a gram can dilate a woman, as little as a billionth of a gram can change your life, and your doctor will never know what the cause of the problem is. He will only give you a prescription drug to suppress the symptom.
Absolutely.
And never will he find the cause.
No,
so,
in fact, they call it, for example, like hypertension, they call it essential. But if you simply give people magnesium and get them to take a Soleil, which is these trace minerals,
calcium,
you get them,
magnesium, potassium. You want to have the calcium to balance the magnesium.
Right, and amino acids like taurine. Taurine works with your magnesium. If you don't have adequate taurine, your body's not going to relax the blood vessels, so they're in spasm, so your heart has to push against the pressure. If you don't have essential fatty acids, you're going to have all kinds of problems with your brain development and myelination. So when people like diabetics get polyneuropathy, it's not surprising. What I do is I tell them, I like to give them krill, which is from the, you know, the krill, which is the food of the whales in Antarctica, because that gives them nutrients that will allow them to heal the phosphatidylcholine, serine, and also building blocks. But you see, natural things are the only way you can heal. You can never heal with a drug. All a drug does is delay the manner or change the manner of death.
Yep, and people say we are living longer. No, we are not living longer
no,
than
we're not,
we were.
No.
That is the biggest lie and the biggest joke. And those that you call living longer, those who are 82 and 87, they are not living. They are walking skeletons. They're walking on 10 drugs a day. Is that living?
Right,
that's
and what's happening
living.
Is they're getting old and staying old for a longer, but we're not seeing the population getting older. For example, the average doctor in America lives to be 58. The average person in America, male, lives to be 68. And, of course, women live older than that, and that's not normal. That's not normal. Why would it, if you followed your doctor's advice, you immediately lose 10 years of your life? Because that's what they
living is what I'm doing. At 65, I play in a semi-professional soccer team. I won a gold medal in the Senior Olympics playing tennis. At this age, I feel like I'm 28, and it's only because of what I put in my mouth and what I do not put in my mouth, and of course our skin. Do not forget that the skin absorbs at 63%. And when you are standing in that shower, taking a shower in chlorinated water, you are killing millions of blood cells with every shower you are taking and laying in the bathtub and putting your innocent brand new baby. You just got home from the hospital and you let your brand new little baby lay in the little bathtub with chlorinated water. Do you know what you're doing? You are starting disease in your child right from day one.
Right.
And my book will explain how you can purify your water cheaply. You don't have to spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on systems. Those systems invariably are junk anyhow.
Yeah, it's a very important principle. people need to take back control of their health.
I believe we only have a few minutes left here, Bill.
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue this discussion, Basil. Very important principles, and of course that's the reason why I have my website, Nutramedical, is to teach this kind of information, to get many different perspectives, to talk about whole foods and the necessary for lifestyle. And if you add nutrients or use electrolyzed water or you're using a water filtration system or you're trying to get things, trace minerals to lower insulin resistance, you can take these things like green foods. We have them whole foods like Uri International we have on my website. And as people read your book, they'll realize many of these different approaches are very ancient. They go back before the dawn of prehistory. In fact, the ancient Egyptians and Sumerians used salais, which are sea salt, as one of their primary medicines, if you want to call it, to reverse many diseases. And so it's like this with the ancient Incas. The ancient Incas ate a special form of Arabica, a special form of cocoa bean, or monoatomic gold that would lower insulin resistance because there was a high intake of these refined carbohydrates, so there was an incidence of diabetes, and this would reverse these problems.
Well, let's show the people the causes and the cures of all diseases. They're there. They're all in my book, Not on the Evening News, and I suppose, Bill, they can call you to get it.
Yeah, they can go on Nutramedical. They can call 888-212-8871 or go on Nutramedical. Yeah. And of course, as we do for our programs, we'll also be talking about some of the many other issues that you address in terms of these different very important factors like the micronutrient minerals in more detail, the special factors in rice. To give an example, they discovered that sudden infant death syndrome stopped in Hong Kong when the Japanese invaded and took over Hong Kong because they forced them to eat the whole rice that wasn't refined, so it wasn't white. It contained all the trace minerals. And as soon as they left, at the end of the Second World War, the incidence of SIDS went back up because, of course, they don't have the micronutrients.
Yeah, and it saddens me that in America, 40,000 children died of asthma. Asthma! It is so, so totally curable. I have a chapter in my book on that and on Alzheimer's, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, MS, ADD, ADHD, prostate cancer, stress, sexual dysfunction, fermented soy, pets. Even our pets, you need to know about how to feed your pets. There's a chapter in there on that. And urine, the perfect medicine that your government is never going to tell you about, but we won't even get into that one because a lot of people will pull up their noses to that. But there's so much research done. In fact, it's the most studied substance worldwide in universities worldwide. Anyhow, if anybody wants to consult with me, I don't mind giving 5 minutes free to anybody anytime.
Give your number so they can get a hold of you then, Beth.
All right. They can call me on 888-878-8459. That's 888-878-8459. And I'll give anybody 5 minutes free of charge.
Wonderful. And we'll probably be back in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure that as we improve our little minor technical issues that happen, and we'll have much more information posted on my website, NutraMedical.com, and we'll also be getting up in the next few weeks, ClayandIron.com, so which will have the archives of all of the Clay and Iron Show with myself, Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. And we discuss everything from spiritual issues to environmental issues, wellness issues, and we can deal with conventional medicine.
30 seconds.
So thank you very much, Basil. I really appreciate you coming on this evening. You gave us a wealth of information, and you're so dynamic. And everyone, as I always say, check it out yourself, own the truth, and then take action. And take care, everyone. We'll talk to you again, and we'll be back tomorrow evening at the same time.
God bless.
Take care, Basil.
Bye-bye now. God bless you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.